Salam, everyone, and welcome to our Universal Mantra live online meditation class this evening. I hope that the sound is coming across very well tonight. Thanks God for good sound. Thanks God for the opportunity to be here together and to meditate together. I'm going to post the URL from one of the conversations with Maitreya from August the 20th, 2005, that I'm going to refer to before we do the meditation process. So let us just take a moment to bring our energies together and have that oneness in God. Release all the energies of the day and be still for a moment together in Him. Thank you, Father. And thanks God for everyone here. It's so nice to see you, to be with you here. I'm referring to a conversation with Maitreya on August 20, 2005, where we have talked about going within in our meditation. And since before we give the meditation process, I'd just like to share a little bit of these words on our meditation. Maitreya tells us that as long as we're looking for that pure consciousness, the holy place, as long as we're looking for it anywhere else, we're not going to be able to reach it, that we are going to still the physical body, to close our eyes, to go within, and to meditate on yourself. To go through the process that we have given, that we have been given for our meditation, to gain control over our mind so that it cannot take us where it wants to take us, but we take it where we want to take it. And little by little in that process, you might gain control over the mind. It is very difficult for a lot of people because the mind likes to wander, and so it is hard to control. The mind likes to have the control. And yes, it has been in control all this time, and it has told you what to do, where to go, where not to go. And now you are telling it, "No, I want to do this process. You just listen to me. Close your eyes. Expand yourself to the room, to the house, to the neighborhood, to the city, to the state, to the nation, and to the whole earth. And now that I'm sitting on top of the earth and wishing peace to man, and all the good wishes for humanity, and then leave it and go to the moon and to the planets and to the galaxies and the universe to reach the center of the universe." And each step, the mind is going to tell you to think about something else. What did I eat? Where did I go? What have I done? It still wants to tell you what to do. But if you gain the power to go through the process, going inside the light, sitting in it, and going through the process to meditate, then little by little, you gain the power over your mind. When you meditate, you put yourself in front of God and see yourself clearly. This is how the meditation should be. Meditation is not to gain powers. It's not to have cities. It's not to create energy that you can control or dominate other people. Meditation is to be prepared at the time of death to face God. And because you have done such a good job in this lifetime, you have no fear to face Him. You have no excuse. He told you what to do, and you did it. You have not done anything that you would be ashamed to be in front of God. You go to Him. He sees you, and He already knows that you have done what you could. Therefore, that is the goal of meditation. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity or God is everything. But not everything is pure consciousness. That is the difference between this creation and pure consciousness when you face God in that level, which is at the time that you leave your body. Of course, you can experience God in the body when you have no ego left, but very little karma to just keep you in the body. So we can see that the whole creation is created. And this mission and this teaching is toward accelerating human progress to go back to where God wants them to go. Back to equilibrium, unity, and oneness with God. If you create your own life based on this premise, I want to go to God, you really want to go to God. That is the first thing that you want to do, and that is the highest goal in your life. And Maitreya tells us the story of the yogi that went, the disciple went to this yogi and told him, I really want to go to God. And he said, are you sure? You really want to go to God? And the disciple said, yes, I really, really want to go to God. And so the yogi said, okay, come with me. He took the disciple to the water, pushed his head under the water, and kept him there. And after a minute, 10 seconds, after a minute, 15 seconds, the disciple was getting out of breath. He could not breathe anymore, and he was getting really upset with the yogi, and said, what is he doing? Is he going to kill me or something? He was respecting his teacher. He did not want to do something that would make him unhappy. So he stayed there, but the air was really getting bad. A minute and a half, a minute and 45 seconds, 2 minutes. Yogi or no yogi, teacher or no teacher, that disciple pushed his head up, gasped for air, and said, what the heck are you doing? He really wanted the air. He came up, breathed deeply, and said, are you trying to kill me? And the yogi said, no. When you want God as much as you wanted that air, then your meditation will be based on God and going to Him. And no excuses. So, do you want God that badly? Do you want God as badly as that disciple wanted that air? Is He number one in your life? Or do you still have lots of desires, wants, ego, excuses, and this and that, that you still do not want to go there? We are breathing the air. We are not in the bottom of the water, but we feel good about the air is going to be there all the time. But that is not true. The air is not going to be there all the time. This is the last call. The train is going home. Are you going to get into it, or are you going to say, oh, I have plenty of time. Eventually, I will get into it. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe when you go to God this time, He will say, look, I sent you all the prophets, all the revelations, 7 scriptures, all the truth, and all of them told you that the goal of the life is to become divine. The whole creation is based on turning around, being baptized, and to go back to God. So, I think that's a beautiful lesson, again, that Maitreya shares with us in these teachings that he's given to us so many times. And now we will prepare ourselves to use our mantra, Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam, which means the goal of the life is to become divine, that divinity God is everything. And we'll keep our spine erect so that the energies can go up high, going to the chakras. Be aware of our breath. And you'll find a place to sit in a comfortable position. And we begin the meditation process. Sitting comfortably with your back and neck straight and your body in a relaxed position. Close your eyes and again relax your body. Release any tension or any tense feelings. Be completely relaxed. And now imagine that your consciousness self is expanding outward. It fills the whole room. Remember where each object is located in the room, then expand yourself to fill the whole house. Remembering where each room is, and whatever you can remember about the place that you are in. Now expand yourself to fill the whole city, remembering each road as much as you can. Then expand yourself to fill the state, the whole country, the continent, all the continents, and the whole earth. In each step, try to visualize the shape of the vision, the relevance of the part you are expanding from to other parts. And now that you have filled the whole earth, gently visualize leaving your body and you are sitting on the topmost part of the earth. The earth is below you. Visualize peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Send good thoughts and visualize they penetrate each individual and the earth. You are a channel for God's will. Say in your mind, His kingdom come, His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Imagine that now you are leaving the earth and you are going toward outer space. You pass the moon, the planets in our solar system, the stars, and you go beyond our solar system. You pass our galaxy, then the other galaxies. You are going toward the center of the universe. You pass the stars faster and faster until you reach the center of the universe. You slow down and most humbly enter into the center of the universe, a brilliant, misty, blue light, the most relaxing and loving healing energy ever encountered. Most humbly enter this brilliant blue light and sit in it, and let it enter your body through your toes. As it enters your toes become so relaxed that you feel you have no toes. It enters your feet the same. They become most relaxed. Then your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs. This light continues to fill you, and it enters your first chakra. It enters your second, third, fourth, and fifth chakra. As it enters each of these chakras, it purifies and opens them. The light continues purifying and enters your sixth chakra. Now gaze at the sixth chakra between your eyebrows. Now the blue light is the most brilliant white. Keeping your back and neck straight, breathe in deeply and listen, repeating in your mind the first part of your mantra, realizing the stillness, that moment between breathing in and breathing out. Breathe out the second part of your mantra, recognizing that stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Breathe with the rhythm of your mantra. Continue this process until there is no thought left but the rhythm of your mantra and your mind is still. Be still and know that I am God. If anything internal is disturbing your meditation, any thought or desire, just gently bring your mind back to the rhythm of your meditation, your mantra, the breath, the stillness between breathing, and let go of disturbances. Many things will try to prevent you to gain control over your mind. Be sincere and diligent in your meditation, but relax. And now we'll meditate together for another 5 minutes and then reverse the process. And now when done meditating, we reverse the process. Close your chakras by letting the purifying light stay with you within your purified chakras. Keep the light and love that entered you. God will remain with you. And now gently come out of the blue light with utmost respect, facing the light. Return from the center of the universe, past the stars, the galaxies, our galaxy, and return to our solar system, past the planets, the moon, and come and sit on top of the earth and remember peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Now pledge that you are an instrument for His will. You are a channel to do His will, to bring His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. See your peace that you received from this brilliant light is on the earth. It penetrates every individual and the earth. Fill the earth and slowly re-enter your body and withdraw from filling the earth, all the continents, the continent you are in, the country, the state, the city, the house, and the room that you are in, and you come back to your body. In this process, we have expanded our consciousness to cover the universe, but we return to our body. Although we have a universal approach, we live and act where we are in the present. We become a channel for God, who is the universe, but we act locally. Think universally, but act locally. Now gently open your eyes, return to the external world, and know that those who meditate on God are in the world, but not of it. You have met the energy of the Lord and are filled with it now. Let it flow through you to others. Be a channel for His will. Do not let them take you to Maya, illusion of separation from God. You take them to God, oneness with God, Spirit, Atman. And after you have recognized this stillness, then you can stay with this recognition and realize it all through the day without needing formal meditation. If the rhythm somehow is lost, just go back to the mantra until the rhythm returns. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Shalom, everyone.